A halfling woman sits on a stool, her shirt lifted halfway up as one of the medics reapplies her bandages. She almost died during the battle, took a sky shard rifle blast straight through her lung, or so she's been told. All she remembers is the crack of a gun, a burning sensation in her chest, and then waking up a day later in her cot. With only a day of rest, all that's left of her wound is some faint scar tissue. Incredible, the medic mumbles to herself, before addressing the halfling woman. I know I told you already, but you are one lucky son of a gun to be alive. Suddenly, the metal walls of the cargo container rattle as the sound of a roaring wind echoes down the train. The halfling woman instinctually reaches for her rifle, but the medic stops her. Oh, no need to fret. Okano told us it's just Aemon, that elven man practicing his magic. After a nervous chuckle, she continues. I tell you what, I sure am glad those folks are on our side. Outside the container, those folks are hard at work preparing for their next challenge. After successfully fending off the river bandits, our party now eagerly awaits their arrival in Quoy. After 7 full days of travel, we cut to the locomotive pulling into Quoy. The boat pulls into the station. Econ and a couple guards are waiting there.
Arrest them.
In the evening of the day before, again, 7 days go by after the attack, the evening of the day before the festival, you can, as you come in, you do see some of it being set up. A lot of the streets are set up with stalls that were definitely not there before. None of them look like they have anything yet. They're just being set up. Most of them appear to be ready to be cooked or have things cooked in them. Food is a very prominent thing. And the common theme you find is color-wise black and white, and in I don't know what you would call it, but butterflies are also a prominent symbol. There it is. Jesus Christ, man. Sometimes the things I can't think of. But yeah, Econ's there. He is, if you don't remember the docks, they don't really jut out because the locomotives are too long. You just pull up either to the right or the left. You guys pull up to the right.
Pull up.
You go under the bridge that you guys have crossed a couple times through the big opening in the river. In the city, the river is like about 100 feet wide. But yeah, you come across and you pull up on the dock.
I would just hop out.
Yeah, Econ's
there.
With
the rest of the boys?
At the dock, there's a bunch of people at the work ready to unload and everything. Okano goes up to Econ, talks to him quick, and then Econ looks to you guys and like...
Give him the severed head of the brother.
Goes over to you.
Actually, I would have the body.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Yeah.
I would,
it'd probably be wrapped, obviously. That was just really stinky and raw.
Yeah. I mean, you... somewhere on the locomotive, there is the body. You probably do not have it on your person, no. Yes, because it's full dead body.
It's in my backpack with a glider.
Would you guys have wanted to have any say in what they do with Lily? Because the guards would just do what they do.
Is she just being like arrested or something?
Yeah. They are going to send her to Wakuzana.
We tried to...
To the prison.
I want to make sure she does not see me at all.
Okay.
I don't want to burn that bridge.
Can't you disguise yourself now?
Why don't you...
Can't you disguise yourself now?
I mean, yeah, for sure. That'd be super easy.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't be around when she's brought out, though.
Yeah. Okay. Super easy to do. Yeah.
Would any of the guards... Would you have to debrief them that are guarding her now to talk about the rat at all?
No.
I guess if they were...
I don't think they'd mention.
No, because she thinks like he's a double agent anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyways... Yeah.
Well, he did also kill the leader.
Econ comes over.
They don't know that.
That's true. It was just us.
I left no survivors.
Econ comes over. He says, howdy.
Hello.
Heard it went about as well as you could hope.
Yes, all intents and purposes.
How's Bondo?
Well,
Crocodiles, you would have sent them off eventually?
Yeah.
After you get out of the red zone?
Probably when we get closer to when,
I'm wearing a crocodile coat.
Oh, no. How's Bondo?
It's actually just made by a crocodile, so.
It's just a normal coat.
It looks kind of like North Face.
As far as Bondo, clearly still troubled by his circumstances, but with the aid of Phosphorus here, we've been able to at least give him some hope for a relative amount of control over it. Not complete control, but at least he has something that he can utilize in a pinch. Apparently, gotcha. Bondo had been looking into alchemical means of either dampening her his curse or giving himself control over it, and they were at least able to come up between the two of them, more leaning towards Phosphorus with his specialities, but they were able to come up with something that would at least calm his mind more.
We eventually decided that he was not to come with us to help protect the locomotes.
Fair enough.
Based on the instability that was just mentioned.
He felt the same way as well, so.
From what I hear, you had plenty of help from him in other ways.
They ate well.
Sure they did.
I just stare at him.
Yeah, he paid you guys beforehand, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
that. Did he
that,
pay us in sure. full?
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't one fifth of what he was supposed to get?
We have 276 gold, so I'm pretty sure.
I know Raiji has money now, and he didn't before, so I know we got paid.
He looks around and he says, not like fully subtly, but he lowers his voice just a little bit. He says, "We got the note you had on Oz. He's the lizard you guys sent back."
Mm-hmm. Oh yes.
Tajima's
the lizard of Oz
looking into things. She sent out a couple scouting groups, but with the festival coming up, we can't send too many people out. Because with how many people will be here, it's a lot more pertinent that we're on guard here as well.
Yes, I was about to mention that would probably be a good idea to be more alert because of that.
If anything comes up regarding it, you four will be the first to know, especially you, Eamon, considering what happened.
I don't remember distinctly. Yeah. Did we include the tree men in that note?
I have that you basically wrote down everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he knows that potentially they might have some connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd also like to explain the device that was used.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go into detail about that.
Yeah. He would definitely note of it, those weird genetic scanning bombs. That is, in the way that, like, you know, he doesn't get it, but he's now aware of what it can do. And he tells you to, Vip's probably already on it, but to double check that at least some of those are getting dropped off with the assembly and Dill to at least see if he can't figure out anything more. But yeah.
I know this is a bit of a long shot, but is Toby working on the docks around? If I were just to give a quick look around?
No.
He
does not technically work at the dock.
He's like a maintenance guy.
Yeah, right? He works at the Dock Workers Guild, which he might be here doing maintenance here. They just do maintenance.
That'd just
on
be something.
Everything.
It's been long enough that during this time, if we have time, it'd be nice to go check up on Kubo's mother, Toby.
I'd imagine nothing has come up with Kubo.
He just gives you one of those looks and a shake of the head.
Sort of like clench my fist. Sort of like out of frustration sort of thing.
Where'd you keep it?
You have him!
You tell me where he is.
Give me my boy.
Well, yeah, he says,
"Where is she?"
Job well done. I think you guys deserve some rest. Try to enjoy the festival tomorrow.
Again, so when does stuff start for that?
Pretty early in the morning.
Like how early?
When the sun comes up.
Okay.
Look at the gray clouds. Stuff,
what do you mean by sky. Stuff? Just like the games or just like stalls opening?
Yes.
Stalls opening?
I want to check everything out.
Okay, yeah. Stalls opening, sun comes up, games will be talked about kind of leading up, but most of them happen noon and past noon into the evening. Some kind of a weird way to say that. My apologies.
Okay.
Any updates on Shinta's father?
Yes, he's been sent to Wakuzana.
And what about her?
She has also been sent to Wakuzana. Not the same. It's a very big city.
Okay.
With no contacts of the saints. She, we talked to her a bit. I talked to her a bit. From what it sounds like, she likes her magic, just not the way that he was going about cultivating it, so to speak. She has an aunt there that teaches at the Arcane Assembly College there. I don't quite remember what it's called. But she's gone to live with her. It's also her only relative that I know of, but it's a great fit as well because it is a place that she can cultivate her abilities in a more nurturing environment. He has been sent to the jail there.
Sounds like a much better fit for both of them.
I will warn you, though, not that you had a crazy stake in this. There's a decent chance he's not in there long. His family has a lot of historical sway, so to speak. His grandfather did a lot in the war.
Based
so,
on his home, it very much looked like that.
But I've done everything in my power to make sure they are no longer in touch.
Good. Good.
And then when she comes of age, maybe she wants to try to rekindle that relationship, but that is up to her to decide.
Okay.
I think Toby's back up and at him as good as he could be.
Good.
Apparently sometimes he still has night terrors according to the...
Understandable.
The other two, but he's back to work, so that's good.
That's fair. Okay. Well, thank you for all the updates. It's good. I feel like we've just been kind of in and out the past month or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right, I don't know
what you were doing, but Oz is back at the stables, if that was
I'm glad that anything. He's able to find his way back. We'd probably also have the other
two. Yeah, you do have the other ones, yeah. If you don't remember, you rented them with the pretense that you might want to buy them.
Or any of you wanting to purchase.
Well, what did they want?
What? Oh, the lizards?
Mm-hmm.
Word.
And they...
I thought Renesmee was
based on their past
Basil,
couple weeks, those they're probably
you
like...
You have Basil and Zumo with you?
Zumo.
Oz, you sent back.
Basil?
The past few weeks, they're like, please send us back to the stable.
Basil, Zumo, I know it's been a kind of a rough past couple of weeks. A lot of intense, scary things happening. Do you wish to return back to the stables or continue on being our companions?
I mean, I'll do whatever. So, this is Basil. I don't really mind. Zumo's kind of wants to go back to the stable, so...
Understandable.
We could always just wait until we leave town again and make the choice then. In the meantime, they could stay where it's comfortable.
That is fair.
Yeah, I mean, whether you buy them or not, they'll probably still be at the stable.
Yes.
Walk them through
none
town.
None of you have a place to, like, keep a lizard, but yeah.
Okay, I will. Zumo, you can certainly go have a well-deserved rest. And yeah, I'd take him back.
What time of day is it right now?
It is evening.
Evening.
Yeah, I did really put an emphasis on that. It is eve. Evening.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there is things you guys would like to do.
I imagine there's pre-festival parties going on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure like the taverns and stuff, there's probably more active than usual.
Yes. I just mean like anything specific you guys want to do then if you're back in town.
If it's in the evening, I'd probably return the lizards and then check in at the chapel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Does the Arcane Assembly, I know it's kind of like always open, but as far as the people that work there day to day, is like the work day kind of over?
Yeah. So they it's a little, kind of depends on who you talk to.
Kind of a make your own hours thing.
Yeah. But. They really don't have requirements on what you need to work or what you like, how much time you put in, as long as you're getting done what you're told to get done.
Okay.
Most of the people are there because they enjoy what they do, so that's never really an issue. So sometimes it is kind of like you say, kind of make your own hours. Someone might be there 80 hours and never leave one week. The next week they might be there hardly at all, depending on how things go.
Okay.
It's not a very tight ship, but
I'm good then. I'll just assume people are calling it a night and get ready for the festival, and then other than taking back my stuff to the Emperor's Inn, I'm guessing that's where we'll stay. Are there any other taverns in town?
Or there are not.
Not? Okay.
Specifically because there's not a lot of travel that comes through Koi that isn't merchant.
Is the town a little more like... Is it buzzing a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
More than usual?
There are way more people on the street than you have ever seen at this time of day before. You know, they get they basically work a half day in the fields today before the festival.
Nice. That's
so
awesome.
Everyone's already off work. Like you say, one might say pre-gaming a bit.
Closest, tallest building, I'm flying off. I'm just kidding.
I mean, they literally live in massive trees. It is perfect places.
Let's
for
go.
To do
Not Amen. Nope.
Dude, we
not
could Amen. Do a Blue Angel show tomorrow during the festival.
You can make like smoke bombs trails that you guys take behind you.
I think it's just literal bombs.
Smoke bombs.
Yeah. You
just
make
shoot lightning
rockets
down to the people.
So anything specifically you would like to play through?
Well,
I'll kind of leave that up to you.
If there is anything at the chapel, I'm assuming Guhara's there.
Yes.
I mean, she would be there preparing. Obviously, a big part of the thing is honoring the dead.
Painting
so,
the
like,
little
it's a
skulls
very,
with the little candy skulls.
The theming is not Day of the Dead. I just in like principle, it's similar to that, and then it's all about honoring your
ancestors.
Ancestry.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's butterflies.
She's painting a bunch of butterflies. She's painting a bunch of skulls onto butterflies, actually, which is very weird.
You're just screaming.
But I mean, I'll kind of, there wouldn't, unless you specifically have anything you would like to bring up to her, it would be just like, good to see you again. How are things?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Probably should figure out what to do with that body of the band, or would they take it? The guards.
Oh, yeah, the guards can super easily just take care of that. It would eventually, it gets embalmed.
I'm assuming, assuming at some point we'd also look over his body. I'm assuming there's nothing really of interest. Because that probably washed away.
I mean, most of his equipment was burned or washed away. The biggest thing you have in terms of what he has on him is the pistol that you guys have, which is with
Renesteer.
You have it. Okay. Yes. Yep.
I would try to see. Well, I don't know. As a party, are we partying tonight? Is the question.
Rygia.
Don't you have somebody to visit in Koi?
I don't
have any.
I'm trying to keep it low profile.
Well, invite her out, dude. We're going to a party. Hit her up with friends, bro.
Dude, grab hold.
You got any hot elven friends for my boys?
Dude, get a hold of her ancestors.
Do you have any of her friends strong?
Yeah. Oh God,
he just kills her.
Don't fist fight my almost not quite girlfriend, bro.
Well, I'm not gonna fight her.
I was gonna kind of low key see what her plans were for the festival, but not like in a
overt
way. Just kind of, you know, just being like, hey,
where's she at?
Do you celebrate the festival around here? Because I sure don't. If you don't,
I mean, that's absolutely something we can roleplay through. If you want to go to the Arcane Assembly, for
sure.
Okay. I would also be going to the Arcane Assembly,
I would be following Eamon,
but not to play. Not to play.
I'm waiting for you to show
friend
me where the tavern is.
I was wondering if you have any hot friends, preferably 7 or higher.
1 second. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I'm not playing wingman.
Okay, got you. Yes.
Neither am I.
You going there to drop off the stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Make sure all that's dropped off.
So all three of you head there. It's actually very close. So you all actually head there, and then you just splinter off across, like a block down and across to the chapel.
Yep.
You guys go in. It looks like there. It's not really busier than it would be, but it is pretty decently busy in here for the time of day. You go to Yinhee's cubicle.
I would.
Yeah, she is.
Just to see if she's
in
there.
Just looks like she's writing in a book. Sarmo.
Is Raiji with me still?
Yeah, Raiji's probably just doing that thing where you just like are in a place you don't know anything about, so you're just like
kind of follow the person around.
Yeah, you're just like looking and like touch stuff every once in a while, and it just falls apart. And I'm like, okay,
whoops.
You just break the arcane assembly, all just crumbles because you touched one support.
A real Will Turner Pirates of the Caribbean move. Put it in the trash can.
But yeah.
I would just like poke my head around her cubicle a bit.
Yeah.
Just be like, Yinhee, hi.
Oh, good to see you.
Good to see you too. We're obviously back from our expedition. How are you? How have things been?
I am good. How did it go?
Good. We protected the locomotes against the bandits, and they, as far as I can tell, shouldn't be too much more of a problem.
Who is your friend?
She looks at
his head just sticking above the cubicle.
Yeah,
he just knocks him over like dominoes. Yeah. Just boom.
I guess you haven't probably been formally introduced. Do you remember seeing a man wrestle a lizard in the middle of the street?
Oh, yes, that was you.
Remember. Sorry. That's a bit of a different context. His name's Raiji.
She gets up.
Raiji,
and,
this is Yinhee.
Does the shake of hands.
Nice to meet you. Try not to break her hand.
Okay. I feel like you have control enough of your strength to just
not.
Just Hulk and Loki her.
Pleasure to meet you. I heard from Eamon you stayed with the elves.
Yeah.
As you do know.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yep, I did that.
Okay.
He met, what was the name of the creature that you fought for days on end?
I'm going to be honest. Don't think I got a name.
Okay.
It was like a dragon, though.
Does Eamon remember a name that would be spoken about this creature?
Yeah, you would probably know.
I actually know the name out of like, game, but...
Yeah, because you have the item. But what is it? Because I don't remember.
It's Dilo.
Yeah, Dilo.
But I definitely did not ask for the name.
I don't think he knows your name either.
Yeah.
You are... But yeah.
He trained with Dilo.
Oh. I don't... Not sure what that is, but
yeah, I'm not sure either.
It seems important.
I thought you would. Okay, never mind. He proved his combat prowess to your people so highly that they gave him some specialized training.
Oh, well, you do look quite capable.
Just like eye level with like his stomach.
Yes, love triangle, love triangle.
Yeah. Are you busy?
So right.
Oh no!
Just steals my girl. By the graveyard.
Oh,
she's like, look at those abs beneath that vest. Just miss the studio girl. I was just wondering, do you celebrate the festival around here typically?
I do not take part in won't take part in the honoring of the ancestors because our people do that our own way.
Yeah.
Feels a bit taboo to me to join in on this, but I have the day off, so I will be enjoying the festivities.
That's fair. I don't have any ancestors here either, so I probably won't be doing a lot of the spiritual side of things, but...
Probably won't join into any of the games either. I don't think any of them are my speed.
That's fair.
Unless they involve healing plants, but I don't think any of them will.
I'd be really bad at that one.
When you typically enjoy those festivities, do you... Do you go with friends? Do you go alone?
I mean, I wouldn't say I have friends here. Maybe Tajima, but I think she is very busy, so it would probably just be me.
Well, I just want to let you know, I have the day off tomorrow as well, and
I don't work.
If you're around, I'd love to just. I'd love to hang out for a little bit, maybe. Or if you're... I might not be into the activities either, so if you're around, Eamon starts, like, looking up and, like, anywhere but eye contact with her to be like, I just want to say I'll be around, and if you're around also, I'd be happy to hang out. I'll be at the Emperor's Inn and Pub, and I hope you have a good rest of your night, and starts to turn around.
So, clarify. Eamon is going about this in a way in that he thinks he is kind of asking her on a date, yes?
Kind of?
Yeah. I mean, he
kind of, but like very awkwardly.
That is what he's getting at. Yes.
Kind of. Yeah.
I mean, the end goal of Eamon would treat it like a date if it were to happen. If she were like, let's go on a date, you would treat it like a date. Yes.
Yeah. I'd say so. Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm rolling for her to read. I'm not assuming what your intentions
Eamon's
are.
Eamon's mostly asking to hang out with her like for the first time outside of a work related thing.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
So not so much like, let's go on a date, romantic but dinner just, date.
Yeah, yeah.
Do but just in general of being like, this is the first thing he's asked her to do that's not related to anything with the assembly. Like studying just to
primal
like hang
magic
out.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
He says, so, yeah. More of that. Of course. I would love that.
Perfect. Well, Raiji's got some things to attend to here, so we're gonna get going, but I hope you have a good rest of your night. It's great to see you.
You as well.
As we're walking away, I'm like, what do I have to attend to?
I don't know. I just...
Okay.
Let's go find Phosphorus.
Oh, jeez.
Are you still there, Foster?
Eamon's blue face is somehow red.
I would be if Dill's here.
Oh, yeah. He would be the one you're talking to about this stuff.
After we talk about like the device, mm-hmm. I would also like to figure out if he finished the satchel charges.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. What is that again?
You asked... He was creating a satchel charge for excavation, I believe, or for some sort of
engineering. Oh, yes. And you were like, can I get the schematics when I'm done?
Yeah, because I want to try to turn those into
demolitionists.
Satchel charge.
He will not be done yet.
Okay.
But you will probably get a benefit from that going into season 2.
Got it.
And then he's like, Dill, are you going to the festival tomorrow?
God damn it. And then Raiji and
we step in and he's like, get out.
Yeah.
Guys!
So anything to do with the rest of the evening?
Well, yeah, we're going to the tavern.
Once
I finish up my prayers.
I almost invited you there, but I didn't want to.
I don't want to say that in game.
I don't want to be embarrassing.
I'm not kidding.
I almost invited her to the tavern with us, but it didn't feel like. I mean, if the games aren't her thing, I doubt throwing down drinks.
Hard cut to her doing a keg stand.
Yeah, we get there. She's there already. Yeah.
Just doing a bump on the table.
Oh, no. I'm fucking wasted. I don't give a shit about plants.
So all
if
of
she ever gets drunk, Micah does her voice.
The tavern.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it is bumping for sure. I mean, there's not. There is music that grand piano that's normally there has been kind of moved to the side, right?
Plugged into an amp.
Level. No, elevated stage.
Electric.
And there is a 3-man band.
They're all kobolds.
Guitarist, well, lutist, I guess, is what you would call it.
I would try to probably find a place. Not going to be at the center of the party, but if there's somewhere like off the side where you could sit, that's.
Yeah, I mean, there's still all the tables and booths. They're just like.
Find somewhere close to a window or in a corner or something like that.
Yeah. We should probably see if there's actually rooms here.
That's very true. That's very true. Is it the same dwarvish?
Yep, dwarvish man. He's quite busy. Eventually you can flag him down, yeah?
Let's just say. One quick thing. I think. Will all of us be getting a drink?
I'm not here.
Renister's not here. Will three of us be getting a drink?
Where are you? I thought you came back.
I'm at the chapel, but I'd probably be finishing up.
I mean, the time it would take you to check in with her would be equivalent to the
time. I'd be doing prayers and shit. Too,
oh, okay, yeah. Then you would get here a little later, for sure.
Yeah. What apologies. A nerd.
Have I seen Renister drink before?
Yeah, I think you bought him ale before.
I also drank in the elf place.
Yeah.
With the bottle. And you got
super high. Shared a drink.
I would, we're all friends now.
Never forget that.
I would like a round for myself and my friends, and one extra for a friend that's not here yet. And real quick, do you have any rooms open? I know it's pretty busy tonight.
Yeah. How many did you need?
You got four rooms?
Four rooms. We do have four rooms.
I can share a room with somebody.
They're all doubles, though.
We'll do two rooms.
Okay.
Sounds good. Let's just... What's up? Sorry.
I was going to just say as DM how much that would run you.
Okay.
What were you going to say? Or it was nothing.
That was it. Oh, okay. I was going to ask in game how much of that cost. So you're fine.
It would be...
I'll just take it off since I'll...
I'll buy the round of drinks for everyone, but not the rooms.
Gold and two silver.
For everyone?
You want it split.
I would buy the drinks for everyone. I would try to get money from Renis too.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah, I would... Just assuming I'll come back and immediately give it to Eamon, so...
Gold and two... I think we're each paying a gold and two silver, right? For the rooms?
Or is it... What? Oh, is it per
that was
room?
Total.
Oh.
I'm so confused at what you guys are doing.
Just split the room cost four ways.
I will just pay for the rooms.
Okay.
One gold.
Oh. Okay.
Two silver.
Okay.
I think you meant easier. Per room or per room.
No, that was the total of everything Eamon got.
Gotcha.
And then you guys, can you split that three ways? And I was like, wow. Yeah.
You said two silver or ten silver?
Two.
Nice, because that is a gold.
Just kidding. I said 20, bitch. Give me all your money. Give me all your fake money.
Give me 276
gold.
But yeah,
you get...
Who's staying in which room?
Drinks.
I'm like, can I buy rounds for everybody else here?
You walk up and you say that to him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he looks around. There's a lot of people in here. He's like, everyone?
Yeah.
He shoots a look to you and Phosphorus in a way of like... Just confirmation, because he's never even seen Ryder before, so he doesn't know if this is just like bullshit or something.
I mean, he probably has the money.
Yeah, of course.
I take the tray back to a table, just avoid this conversation.
Ask me how much.
Legitimately, he's very focused.
How much?
Give me like 2 seconds, and he.
I only have gold. I don't have seconds.
I hate you so much. I hate you so fucking much. Wow,
that sounds like something Ryder would actually say.
We'll call it 60 gold.
60?
6,000. Yeah, 60.
60? 6,
6, do you have that much?
That's a, yeah, I have that much.
$1 billion.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people in one tavern.
Yeah.
It's very crowded.
It's a pretty... It's not a small place. It's
you
the only
just
one.
Now,
I mean, it is the tavern.
Reggie just now assesses how many people are in the room. He just walked in and immediately was like, hey,
I was like, okay. I was going to do it no matter what, unless it was like I couldn't afford it.
Yeah. 3 million gold. Yeah.
Is there a big announcement to the bar?
Yeah. He waves to the band for them kind of to stop as they stop playing. And he just stands up on the bar and just like stomps on the desk of it. And he's like, hey, just want to let you all know. This man here, he points to Raiji, is getting drinks on the house for everybody. So just as soon as that happens, he starts to get drowned out as people just get up and out of the bar. And he attempts the finish of, yeah, get orderly line. Everybody gets one drink. Okay?
He gets lifted off his feet. Yeah. Like,
and yeah, the entire bar
you have started right.
Eventually Good. Comes up and starts to get drinks.
Mosh pit.
So many people come up to you.
How do you think a monk fares in a bar fight?
Yeah, pretty good, probably. Yeah, a lot of people come up to you and are yeah. like do the classic like drunk. Thing of like,
I love you, man.
This fucking guy is my best friend.
Sick tattoos.
I've known this guy forever.
You get some What's puke your on your vest.
Yeah, and then one of them comes up and shanks you. What's your new character?
Oh, no. I hate alcohol.
A priest comes up.
Oh, no.
Kuhara.
My religion believes against religion, but is pro
I'm
murder.
Just sitting in the corner with the four drinks I bought, thinking I was being nice, like, ooh.
Showing up there. But yeah, so how are you guys splitting the rooms? Just
I don't have a say context? In it because I'm not there.
I'm sitting with Phosphorus at the table looking at the mob going to the bar, and I'm like, do you want to stay with him?
Sure.
All right.
Who's him?
Raiji.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Word.
Sorry. We were both sitting down looking at Raiji.
Yeah. That makes sense. I was just confused for a second.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah. Band starts
I'm
playing again
I'd
after
show up at this point.
They get brought their free drinks. Oh, for sure. Yeah. You show up as a couple people are heading out, like happiest you've ever seen someone in their life.
I am the life of the party.
Does that see us light shine over all?
I would probably walk up to them and just be like, "Which one's my room? Did you guys get one?
I got you a drink as well.
I'll be right back."
Okay.
It's like
I tell him the room number. If there is room number, I'd be like, you're with me in room whatever number. I already set myself.
I'd go
there.
Up and then like a few minutes later come down. I'm still like wearing the like leg part of my armor, but like the upper half, I'm just wearing like one of those Russian like striped like muscle shirts and just sit down at the table like, oh.
I love that.
God, that's been so long. And I just like grab the drink and just get it back.
Eamon goes, you know what? He runs upstairs to the room, comes down in his fine clothes.
Okay, yeah. What do those look like?
It's sort of like a fur, not quite a cape, but like a half sort of cape version, and like a red like woven together with greens and purples, like half robe, nice pants, slightly curled shoes.
Yeah.
He comes back just dressed the same.
And my hair is all tied up.
Phosphorus and I swap clothes.
I'm just going to come back with a shirt.
The vest is the same size.
Yeah. A little tighter, you're a little swole.
Yes.
You just look like you're wearing your dad's clothes.
The vest is like...
Oh, no.
And somehow still like smoky and like burnt.
You've already somehow in the time of wearing it put like hidden compartments in it.
I come down and sit as well.
Yeah. He didn't do that when he mounted before. Yeah. You know he made my vest a...
There's like a huge like a lump saddle. In the shape of a bomb you didn't notice like in your shirt.
I love that Rennister went up and just came back in a muscle shirt basically, and you went up and came back in like super nice robes.
Yep. I got excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
would just invite a bunch of people over to the table and just cheers them all.
Okay,
I feel like
God, I hate you.
Eamon would normally wear like nicer clothes if he wasn't just like in a shitstorm all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd probably like
it feels
take
comfy
a couple,
in these clothes.
Couple trips up to the bar. This is probably the most.
You have this one
drinking.
And you get another free one on Raiji.
Mm-hmm.
Because we count in that number.
So the barkeep comes like, well, so I didn't actually technically count the four of you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you guys would. Yeah. I mean, you have a grand old time.
I would just drink and people watch.
Raiji, you make a lot of friends.
I wouldn't be throwing down.
At a certain point, too, like there's a certain song, maybe it's kind of like intended to dance. I get out there on the dance floor doing like the Russian kick dance.
Oh, yes.
Like doing
do your
like
leg flaps come out when you do it?
The leg flaps go flying. No.
There are definitely, as the sun goes down, the band starts to pick up more into a dance energy, and they do clear some space for dancing if you would like to do that.
Could I roll diplomacy throughout the night to try to go by Raiji and like subtly point out how muscular Renesteer looks in his
just
outfit.
Saying,
man, like
he is
that
hot.
Off time, he's really leaned up a bit.
Yeah, he looks like he has one less strength than me.
I don't know. And then slowly trying to convince Raiji that a rematch in the arm wrestling would be a good idea.
Oh, okay.
Because Renesteer beat him last time.
Yeah.
So you know how you could convince Raiji to do that?
I'm just doing it in a subtle way so you don't like stop him dancing and be like, lizard, now!
I feel like Raiji's more athletic bulky and I'm more just like the like thick kind of like buff.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you are... You're an expert in athletics, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm an expert in acrobatics. So it's like...
More of a...
I'm just dropping subtle hints throughout the night, encouraging him like, I bet you could beat him this time, though.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to roll. You just do that, and then you can do whatever you want with that information, Reggie.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, we would arm wrestle, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm drunk enough.
And as soon as they arm wrestle,
okay,
I would stand up.
Yes.
Come here, I'm taking bets.
Okay.
Oh, I do want to tussle with the muscle again.
Eamon scoots a table into the middle of the room where they, or maybe even like on the stage by the band so that they can do it in front of everyone.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you roll a diplomacy as you go up to the band and be like, hey, can we get this like up there? You know what I'm saying? Plus four circumstance. Because you're clearly with the dude who bought the whole thing a bar.
The whole thing a bar.
Everyone owns a bar.
24.
Yeah. They're like, abso-fucking-lutely.
And to get people's attention, I would like to do mini, like, tiny little firework things with prestidigitation.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just give, like, my little cape a flourish. Be like, a contest of strength.
Okay, yeah. You two
and then
get brought up there.
Points over.
Yeah. Well, I take my vest off.
So you're just shirtless?
Yeah.
Okay. You drop it, it goes...
Society check.
You throw it plus, to me, it knocks
plus
me
plus
four
over. Circumstance.
Also, I'd walk up to the arm wrestling table with the Undertaker's name playing.
20. Oh, no, it's 30. I got 18.
You don't walk
18
up,
plus 8 plus 4.
Yeah. Rise from the table.
I'll lean over to Phosphorus
we'll
and flip
the
my gold
conclusion
piece.
Of that after, obviously. So, yeah, Phosphorus, I assume you
flip
go up
piece.
There as well. And you start gathering bets.
Yep.
He's wearing tiny sunglasses with a big fur coat.
What's the lowdown? Just like winner wins, best 2 out of 3. What do you think?
Yeah, best 2 out of 3.
Best probably. 2 out of 3.
I throw a gold and it's just Phosphorus and say, don't tell Renesteer. We're going on Raiji this time.
All right, I got one for Raiji right there.
No. That's not true.
I'm too drunk. I'm like, all right.
I put a gold in for Renesteer.
All right, I got one for Renesteer.
What? I don't understand.
And so, I put one in for myself.
I don't know if you know how this works.
It's just a net zero.
Right, he doesn't understand.
What are your guys' fortitude DCs?
Fortitude, I have a plus 6. So,
would you say you were both decently intoxicated at this point?
No.
Mildly, I would say.
Raiji, not
enough to affect my stats.
I don't think...
I think I'm big enough it wouldn't affect me that much.
Yeah, Raiji, I've stated, has like a crazy tolerance because he started drinking when he was 10.
Okay. Yeah. I'm Russian.
Yeah, so,
that's fair. So what is your guys' fortitude DC?
I'm Ukrainian.
I have a plus 6.
I also have a plus 6.
Okay. And then what are your guys' athletics?
Plus 9.
Yeah, Jesus, mine's a plus 6.
But it is Micah rolling, so.
That's true. He won last time for a reason.
Both of you roll.
Okay.
Your athletics checks.
14.
Nat 20.
Oh, okay.
So the first bout is concluded quite quickly as you guys set up. And as soon as it begins, he moves in a way that your leverage is kind of just lost immediately. And you slip a bit and he just slams it down on the table. The crowd roars and goes wild. It's 2 out of 3, though.
Okay.
All right. That was worse.
22.
12.
Tied up.
You are close to pinning him. So critical success
is only on my DC.
So he fails.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so he fails. You succeed. That's 2 successes for you, none for him. Once one of you hits 3 successes, you win the bout.
So I'm sorry. He had 12 and I had 22?
No, and my DC.
Oh, gotcha.
So if you got 26.
You're not rolling against each other. You are both rolling against a DC of 16.
Gotcha.
He critically succeeded. You failed. That's 3 successes for him, 3 to win the bout. So you are very close to pinning him. What needs to happen is basically you would need to fail. He would need to succeed. Because if you get one more success, you just win.
27.
18.
He pins you.
Yeah.
Just.
Because that's that was a crit.
27
was
a critical success.
Yeah, you start to bring it back, and then oof. He just gets it down. He was way more leveraged this time and ready.
He was ready for it.
You guys quicker. Probably,
sowing seeds of excitement in the crowd.
Breaking out of sweat, but this is a good bout. Yeah.
Wah!
Yeah.
Heat in here is like steaming up the windows.
I reach for a drink.
Okay, someone hands you a drink.
Cool.
For sure. The potion. Band this whole time has been playing music to amplify the moment behind you guys. Give me another athletics check. Or you want to do the stars thing? Is that what you want to do? Okay.
The stars thing?
His ancestry feat means once per day he can get it. Essentially, it's not called it in this, but advantage on a...
I also get a plus one circumstance.
Should I use a hero card?
You get a plus one circumstance bonus if you are outside and you can see the night sky. Okay.
Is
there a perfect
worth everything?
There is not.
Do you really think the festival's going to go like perfectly tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, then use a hero
card. I may need it
for
some
games.
You
are this crowd's hero, Reggie.
So what'd you get?
27.
Yeah.
That's a crit success.
It's a crit success. I got a 19.
Oh, so you...
Wait.
Yeah, so you
are
two successes.
No.
Oh.
I got... I don't know where I said 19. I rolled a 9. So it was a 15.
Okay, so you do fail.
So I failed.
Yeah,
so
okay. Yeah, you win the last one.
Ah! Yes. Crowd goes wild.
Why don't all of you roll a d12 for me? And then add them all up, and that's how much gold phosphorus makes.
I got 6.
12.
Thank you.
7.
11.
All right, so...
So we made the money for you.
6, 18, 11 is what? 29 plus 7, 6?
36.
7.
Yeah.
36 gold.
So I do get some gold back.
You get
though.
One gold back.
I get 0 gold back.
I give you one of the gold pieces you gave me.
Awesome. I won.
That'll teach you the bit against the big muscle.
You didn't you didn't see anything as far as you
as
know.
You,
well, he pointed him out.
As you slam him down, the crowd goes wild.
I'd still, I would come up to him and give him like a big bear hug.
I would too. I would cheers you. Grab another,
just a cold sweat.
Grab another glass.
Actually, I don't think I sweat. Just oozing.
The band
inking
like yells out immediately to ask if anyone would like to also do this as well. Doesn't have to
keep
be
the
you
gambling
guys
going. Phosphorus.
Doing it,
oh yeah, but, like, I'm running.
They
this.
Can start a. People can just start wrestling.
Phosphorus becomes wrestling. A promoter.
Is it just Raiji? He stays in the seat.
He can stay. You can stay if you want to be like the champion.
That could be a contest. Like whoever can beat him wins a silver piece or something.
Are you going to try to fucking bookie me?
I'm going to try to bookie anybody that steps up.
Make him throw the match.
Okay, yeah.
Raiji immediately is like,
if you guys don't want to continue to
Probably do a couple more. Yeah,
We won't, I'm not going to roll through each one. We'll just do general rolls now because you're not going against each other. Just give me an athletics check.
Okay.
During this time, I would sneak... probably away from the party after like another probably just after that match I would probably just like clap them both on the back say good job and then probably just kind of sneak up to my room and call it a night.
Word
for sure. Nat 20.
Oh Jesus. Yeah. For sure. Give me another society check with a plus 4 circumstance bonus from your fellows. Nat 20 over here. God,
fucking dice.
Ooh, fucking dice.
God, I hate math. Is that 22 plus 4 26?
Okay. Why don't both of you roll another d12? And that's
d12. Okay.
How much gold
like a green
make
visor?
The rest of the night.
That's 6 again.
8.
Word. So obviously, there's less of an allure when there aren't two clearly like very strong and very different. It's like. It's not as fun to see Rennister just body farmers.
I mean, think I'm of like a contest like, of like a sword from the stone contest of like no one does it, but one person might.
It's like of those things where I pin them and they go pinwheeling off.
Yeah,
the fucking
I mean,
stage.
You still make decent money, but like the initial allure is lost a little bit. So it's not you're not rolling 4D.
I'd probably just do like a couple more. Like I'm not doing that
for sure.
Much more.
You don't have to do it all. The entire time, but yeah, there definitely no one would beat you. You would have to step down.
They throw me out of the bar.
No.
Yeah, so you
Raiji kicks you out.
What is the gambling laws here?
What about the rest of you?
You get arrested.
I just scratch a little bit in the journal. Call it a night.
Okay, I was so confused for a second. I scratch at my door.
I'd scratch at someone's door and try to scare them.
What, just have fun for the rest of the night?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd probably do a little dancing, probably drink a little more, and then, like, at the end of it, just, like, waddle up, still with just, like, my armor low half, yeah. The tank top on top, and uh-huh. just, like, and, like, flop on my bed, like, where Eamon's just, like, writing in his journal, kicking his feet.
No, I'm, like, sound asleep when the door slams open and you stumble.
He's probably definitely
it scares asleep. The shit out of me seeing the silhouette of just this lizard man.
What about you, Reggie?
I'm going to be out on the tables, like, just counting my coins.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was, like, they left Raiji and Phosphorus in the same room alone. That's the first time.
Yep.
Good luck. Means. What kind of mischief can we get up to?
I'm counting my money.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time until everybody else leaves.
Okay, yeah.
It's a late night.
So is it like us two in the bar?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pick up my gold. Oh, well, I'll see you later. I walk out the bar.
Wait.
Oh, damn it. I was too drunk.
I just tuck you in real cozy.
A little teddy bear.
Come here for a sec.
Okay.
I like bartender, one last drink. What's the hardest thing you have?
The hardest thing we have?
Mm-hmm. I'm only feeling a little buzzed right now, so.
Okay. Yeah. You like a glass of it?
Yeah.
No, not for me. I have something I need to do. I don't want to be knocked on my ass. Tell you what, you wait an hour, I'll take that drink.
Give us an hour.
Okay. Well, we're closing up. Can I pour it?
Yep.
Yep. Pour it.
Okay.
Hold on to it. I'll be right back, all right?
4 gold total, 2 gold for each shot of it. Some real strong dwarven stuff.
Yeah. Actually, just wait in the room. We'll be right back. We'll do it there.
Okay.
I walk out the door.
Take it up to the room.
I just go up and start doing push-ups.
Word. Yeah.
Just you inspired.
Go you wanted to do what you texted me about?
Yep.
Word. Yeah. So you head to the the richest Kipu Tree neighborhood.
Breaking into wagons.
Don't remember.
Stealing change from.
Turns out Phosphorus has been making snake oil Kipu this
tree
whole time.
Oh. Yeah.
And you go to Shinta's father's residence.
Yep.
It is locked. There is no one there. What are you? You just want to try to get in?
Comes back in full samurai
as
armor.
As I get close to the house, I'll use Quig Alchemy and take an infiltrator's serum.
Okay. Which.
When imbibed, you take the shape of a humanoid creature of your size, but different enough so you might be unrecognizable. If you aren't a humanoid, you might take a form similar to your own. So I would...
Halfling would probably be the best because they're normally pretty hairy in general.
Yep, I was going to do halfling.
Yeah.
So I look like a very hairy halfling.
Yeah. Are there mechanics to like identify you if someone wanted to?
Yes. I gain a +4 status bonus to my deception DC to avoid others seeing through your disguise.
Gotcha. Word.
And you add your level to this DC even if untrained.
Perfect. Word. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't matter because we do the variant rule that whatever. But yeah. I mean, you do that. You physically don't feel like you look any different because the whole point is it's not like fully. But yeah, you do that. You're there.
Okay. I'm going to start ransacking the house.
Well, you got to get in first.
Oh, I said, okay.
You took her thieves tools.
Yep.
Yeah. Go ahead and make a thievery check for sure.
It's a natural 20.
Natural 20?
Yeah. So that's 25.
Yeah. I mean, you get in, it's like insert left hand tool, insert right hand tool, click, and the door's open.
I wonder what music's playing right now.
And I walk in.
Uh huh. And you just want to go through everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
What are you looking for, like valuable things?
I'm looking for valuable things that can't be traced, so gold, silver.
Yeah.
Not like relics or
items
like
you probably
that.
Wouldn't take like the samurai sword or samurai armor because that's real, that's going to be really hard to get rid of. Yeah. Why don't you give me a perception check followed by a stealth check as you go through? Because I assume you're not like being loud about it.
No. So perception check is a 22. What's my perception? Yeah, +3. Yeah, 22. And stealth, it's 22.
Okay. Just flat gold, you get 17 gold, 17 silver.
Okay.
And 12 copper.
Platinum.
Oh, no. And then you do the... You don't have to take it, but you do find in kind of the dresser drawer, there is what looks like a set that you would wear on two adjacent fingers of gold banded rings with that it's like, what are they? It's like a two finger ring, if you know what I'm saying. It's like a wrapped gold band with emerald jewels on it.
I'm not going to take it because I don't know offense.
Okay. Yeah. You might know someone who knows a fence.
I do, but I also don't want to risk shit getting traced back to me. Yep. So
yeah, I mean, you do that.
Yeah, and then I'll leave.
Maybe you want to sneak out, lock it on the way back?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Doesn't take you too long because getting there and doing all that, would you'd probably get back, like you said, in an hour-ish. Raiji's there. He's like, 999?
When does that wear off?
It's 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So it's just,
I was picturing like a halfling walking.
It's just enough to like be around the house.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, he comes back in.
Cool. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'll drink it.
Okay.
Drink it.
Make a fortitude save. Yeah, Raiji, with your established background, you can get a plus two circumstance.
Plus two circumstance?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What did you guys get?
It was a four plus.
I rolled really good.
Oh, six, so 10.
Okay.
I got a 27.
Wow, yeah. You. Yeah. So,
yeah, I mean, you knock it back. It probably would get you buzzed if you wanted to, but mm-hmm. No ill effects. You are definitely fatigued tomorrow when you wake up, for sure.
I'm glad I didn't drink that before I left.
Yeah.
Just a drunk, hairy hobbit stumbling around the house.
Where'd you go?
To find money.
Oh.
I pass out.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Made me lose count.
That's you in your sleep?
Yes.
I don't think any of you use too much, but everybody gets a full rest. Should have been back to full from the time anyways.
Yeah, I only get my stars thing back.
Yeah. You all rest up. You are fatigued when you wake up. Phosphorus.
I go tap Renister. I'm sure he's been snoring loud all night.
Yeah.
Oh. We got to get him a CPAP machine.
We just discussed that from Ren.
Can I just take a nap and try to sleep that off?
If you want to sleep in, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I go tap right, Renister like, as he's snoring very loudly. Wake up, wake up.
It's celebration day.
I'm not getting up.
It's Sunday. We're going to be late for church.
Are you jumping over the
Christmas
traps?
Jammies?
Of course. You think I can't?
Yeah, so everybody except Phosphorus gets up early in the morning if you
guys
want. Well,
yeah, he's poking me and I'm sitting there going,
big snores.
Yeah.
I kind of tap him like, you okay, buddy? You all right?
It's been a while since I've let loose that much.
Yeah, it sure smells like it.
Is there breakfast here?
Yeah,
just dry.
I'm probably already sweat already down there having breakfast.
Okay, yeah. I mean, when you get down there, before you buy breakfast, he's like, "I'm not normally one to send business elsewhere, but there's a lot of food you can't get, except for the day during the festival. So you might want to take a look at the stalls before you get anything here."
No, it'll be fine. I'll eat that too.
Okay. Yeah. Of course. Well, I mean, we mainly got rice porridge here. Mm-hmm. Put a couple eggs in it if you want to pay extra, but
I'll just take some eggs.
Just some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You got
raw
it.
In a glass.
Fucking raw.
6 copper.
Okay. How much is that in silver? Raiji asks in character.
What is that? It's not. It doesn't translate. If you give me, do you have silver?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a silver. I'll give you back 4 copper.
Okay.
I got more money. Dude, I gave this guy 1 coin. He gave me 4.
I've hacked the system, guys.
Dude, buy some eggs. They'll give you money.
Knowledge.
Phosphorus, you got to try this.
Yeah.
Use and, all those gold you had last night.
I'd probably spend probably the first 30 minutes of my day just like really polishing and buffing up my armor. Just like to look shiny.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I mean, it's bones, but you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Shiny bones.
I mean, you've been through a lot with it.
Pouring milk on it.
Yeah, trying to make it look presentable.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm not going to a festival without my armor because what idiot would do that?
I would put my fine clothes back on.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would put my vest back on.
Can I look out the window?
Yeah.
Are there people milling about? Is the general attire still farmer peasant stuff?
No, I mean, some
are people festive
look like looking? They're wearing nicer.
I already stand out a lot as a drow, so maybe I shouldn't throw on fancy clothes. And
I mean, everyone, it's not like they're wearing
stand out
stuff.
Hanging out with
there's
us.
There's a lot of kimonos in for both men and women.
Today. How hard is it raining?
It is not.
Oh,
I rolled a 1.
And who do you think?
Oh, it's not raining
with?
At all.
Yes.
Wow.
Which I think is the first time it's ever happened on the day of the festival.
On the day of my daughter's wedding.
What is the energy? So there are contests that you can sign up for before they start. You want me to give you the rundown of those?
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for contests. I want to try as much I want to look at all the stalls. I want to see. I want to do everything.
Okay.
Right.
I'll give you the rundown of the contest first. So there are two main places that the contest kind of take place: by the docks and in just outside the West Gate in the fields. In the fields, there is multiple heats of a slapping contest where you slap each other as hard as you can and try to knock each other out. There are lizard races where they're literal small lizards and you pick one. And if yours wins, you get a prize. There is a log tossing contest that you see how far you can toss a log, but it has to land standing up. Otherwise, it doesn't count. And then by the river, there is a storytelling contest, a race swimming across the river, and a porridge eating contest. And in both places, at any point, anyone can sign up for the raffle.
Wait, okay. So hold on. Wait, so porridge eating and swimming... We're in one spot.
And storytelling.
And storytelling.
That one would work best for you, I think. And then those are by the docks.
But I want to swim, eat porridge, throw logs, and slap.
You can.
We got the whole day ahead
there
of us.
There are different heats of competitions for that exact reason.
Oh, my God.
What? It's just depending on which ones you want to do
so many
first.
Things to do.
I would like to do the lizard race.
Okay. They are literally
can you compete?
Just normal lizards.
I know.
Okay, yeah. So there is...
Can you compete?
Bribe them with gold?
I can talk to them.
So when
just get in the ring.
Since he wants to do the lizard race, we'll start in the fields. Who wants to sign up for the slapping contest?
Oh, I do.
I would just go... Now that I think about it, it can come up before or after. It doesn't matter. I would go to some of the... If there are any like ceremonial religious activities at all, like
those
candle
happen,
burning.
Those
or,
happen
like,
once the sun goes down.
Tonight, okay.
Yes.
Well, when all that the comes fun up, stuff out of the way? Know that I will do something to take
part. Word for
is
sure.
Is there a tattoo artist around here?
Henna? Probably. Yeah,
henna okay. Tattoo.
Again, you can do roleplay things in the time of this. I just want to get who signs up for what.
Yeah, for sure.
Slapping contest.
So slapping contest, I can do also. Is that right?
You can do any of these. I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay. Yeah. Then I'll do slapping.
The prize for all of these is provided by the Arcane Assembly in Wakuzana.
Ooh.
And the prize for it looks like all of them are potions, magical potions.
Ooh.
And the slapping contest one is a icy blue fluid, vial with icy blue fluid. Next to it is there's multiple potions for the different heats if you win them, whatever. Piece of paper that says this majestic mixture will help you keep cool on a hot summer's day. You sign up for that?
Yes.
I sign up for the slap.
Something? Phosphorus?
I'm asleep.
What do you want to sign up for? No. Them, you know?
Dude, it's antifreeze.
Eamon will not be entering the slapping contest. Just get the shit kicked out of
your first opponent is Raiji.
Oh, no.
And
Raiji might forfeit. Lizard race. He's like, this isn't worth
me.
It.
Okay.
What was this? The lizard race?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Anyone else interested in the lizard race?
I ask Renesteer. Is Renesteer squinting his eyes mischievously like Micah is?
Because unblinking.
That's true. Can Renesteer squint?
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
Hey, if you... What would it take to make you say a few words to a lizard I pick during my heat? If I were to enter the contest.
I can just check which one is the fastest.
That might help. I would like to enter the lizard racing contest.
Okay.
Actually, that's honestly, if he's doing it, I'll just help him. Probably. I won't.
You can win more than once. I mean, not one of you couldn't, but you can be in different heats.
Nah,
yeah.
I think it's more fun if I'm trying to rig it for him.
Okay, for sure. He enters with your assistance. You can like both enter as a team.
Yeah.
What's our team
the
name?
Prize for that is a vial with semi-translucent purple liquid. Next to it is a piece of paper that says this captivating concoction will really put some pep in your step.
Thunder Dragons.
What?
We are the Thunder Dragons.
That's our team.
That's our team name.
There's no team.
We have a team name.
We do. Okay, I mean, yeah, you can.
We even
have one.
Do a pose. We even
anyway,
do a pose. He stands behind me with magical, and I stand like squatting buff.
Dark and scaly.
Log tossing contest. Who would like to enter?
Me. Log tossing? Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I think me and Raiji will have some friendly competition.
Friendful
competition.
Anyone else want to enter the log tossing?
Phosphorus?
No.
Okay.
Who do you think's gonna be
he tosses a stick?
Who do you think's gonna be running the bet?
We'll do the river.
Get your bookie cap
also
on.
Ones now, even though you won't be doing them yet. But I just want to know who would want to do what. Anyone want to do a storytelling contest?
I try it.
Okay. I just scare the children. And I beat them to death for crimes. That is why crime does not pay.
Anyone want to do the water race? Okay. It is a race. One of you swims across the river, and then the other team member swims back when she reaches there.
Teams?
Yeah.
It's a team swimming?
You have to compete in pairs.
So. Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes.
So that's Phosphorus and Eamon. Yeah. Would you like to join as a pair?
I can kind of breathe underwater for a while.
No.
Okay.
Porridge eating.
Me.
Yeah. I like it. I'm not even like the outwardly the seemingly most festive one, but I'm like an always.
He's fine. He's like come out of his shell. Like, wow.
Oh, I lived in a city too. So yeah. I'm probably used to
and we're
festivals.
Just like finally not like on contract for something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An important one for that one, I guess the slap, the log, and the eating that all of you are in. Sorry, by all of you, I mean Rinister and Ranji. Do you enter the same heat?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I would want to
compete against you. I would. Again, friendly competition.
Yeah, I would assume that Rennesteer is my only actual competition in here, just okay. Because that's all I know.
Yes. Not to mention, I also base
everybody's strength on Rennesteer. So
the prizes for the storytelling contest is a vial with a milky white fluid. Next to it is a piece of paper that says, "This beautiful brew can give anyone a front row seat to a story from your past." The
oh no,
water race is a. Out. Vial is a vial with green fluid. Next to it is a piece of paper that says, "This divine draft will let you swim with the fishes, but in a good way." The winner of the porridge
cement boots.
Eating contest is a vial with what looks like just water in it, just clear fluid. Next to it is a piece of paper that says, "This Agrafina. Devilish drink will fill your belly like it's never been filled before." And then there's the raffle, which the prize is 100 gold pieces and a what looks like a onyx figurine of a mastiff dog.
Yeah, I would definitely
do the raffle.
So you can buy up to 2 tickets. It's 1 gold piece per ticket.
I do 2 tickets.
I'll do 2 tickets.
Anyone else entering the raffle?
I will send this one dog. Out.
I know it's like a little metagamey, but will I be hanging out with Yinhe throughout the day? Because I would buy her a couple tickets if we were together.
Yeah, for sure. You want to buy both of you 2 tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 4 gold pieces.
You're metagaming your relationship.
Metagaming.
And I need, we'll do...
Min-max. I'm not saying I see her, but
Ryji
she does
needs
come
roll
D100
twice and tell me what you get. Hey, GM Jack here to explain the raffle real quick. So everybody rolls a D100 per ticket bought up to 2. I record those rolls, and once the raffle is drawn, I'll roll a D100. If the number I roll matches up with any of the parties or Yinhee's numbers, they win. Super simple. Figured I'd summarize that for you instead of making you listen to us roll a bunch of D100s. Anyways, back to the action. So yeah, as you guys, I mean, there. If you want any knickknacks, there's plenty of like necklaces and trinkets and
are there any masks,
clothings, any masks,
surgical masks.
Yes,
plague there doctor, are, masks.
COVID.
Yeah,
6 feet. Why don't all of you roll religion? Not you, Phosphorus. You're not there yet, quite.
Haha. Little did you know that I have a 0 to religion now.
23.
10.
Nat 1.
So,
the fuck over the
I have mask. A napkin over my face.
I'm religious.
You, a lot of the mask reminds you of imagery seen in psychopomps, which are the creatures that guard the souls in the boneyard. Most commonly are understood to serve Grimm, the place that people kind of tangentially worship here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What do they look like?
I'd relay that.
They're very simplistic. They look like eye hole cuts and then basic imagery on it. Like some of them are just like black one side, white on the other.
Are they like theater looking masks? Like the, like cover the whole face?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like I would that, just yep. go on my snoot.
Yeah. You, there's, I hate to bring it to you. There's not really
there's
a mask
just one
for a lizard
perfectly
folk.
Shaped like my head.
Do you want me to make you one?
No, I'm fine.
The other two of you and Ian, he could get one if you wanted. You don't have to, but
I'd probably buy one just okay. For the culture.
For the culture. Yeah. Any preference on what it looks like? Like I said, simplistic.
You have a big sign on your back that just says tourist.
I have like all these pamphlets people are handing me.
Phosphorus just pickpockets you.
No.
Mugs him.
Just a white mask, maybe with some of the like butterfly type designs on it and stuff, if they had that.
Yeah.
And then I would try to find throughout the day, I would try to find if they're doing any like tattooing.
Oh, yeah.
I would try to get two small butterflies.
This is me and you, like Yin-hee.
Permanent tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get that for sure.
Already getting couples tattoos.
Do
not one for Yin-hee, one for me, two for myself.
When would I have woken up?
Probably around like 10-ish.
6 p.m.
So seeing that there are masks, I'll make two. I'll make one for him because I figured that no.
Lizard. You'll make masks?
Yeah. If you'll let me.
Probably just buy some and like use the material to try to like craft some.
Could I reshape masks?
Yeah.
Got it. Just because both of us don't have standard faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are not masks you would probably want to use in terms to hide your identity. They could, but
not to hide my identity.
Oh, okay. For festivity?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay, for sure. Yeah.
I don't know how you can hide my fucking face in this whole place. I have a small heart.
What do you guys want them to look like?
Oh, unless you have an idea.
I'd probably make mine look... You said they're very simplistic.
Yeah, I mean, he's customizing it, though, so it can look
I'm saying I'd probably have it like look like a skull.
Made out of wood.
Yeah.
Normally.
And I'd probably make it more like a lizard skull.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. More like extended.
Yeah.
And I'd try to make mine to a plague doctor.
Okay. Yeah, you can do that for sure.
Big beak for a snoot.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting a mask, Reggie?
No, I'm looking for jewelry, like a jewelry stand.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, I know this house.
Oh, no.
Okay, take me to it.
Yeah, let's go.
What opens his jacket?
Anything specific?
Just like gold.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
It's not cheap stuff, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Not super expensive.
Pretty well put together. What specifically?
Just a bunch of bracelets and necklaces.
You have your ears pierced? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like the idea of Phosphorus buying a lot
earrings.
Tourist stuff.
Yeah,
I'm going to bling up.
Decked out in gold bands, wherever they are.
Corn dogs or funnel cakes?
Yeah. You want to get like fully decked out.
Hockey sticks.
Yeah. You don't want like super expensive stuff, but not cheap stuff.
Right? Yeah, I don't want it to like... Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Brass still looks like gold.
I don't know how super expensive would be.
Yeah, I mean, the expensiveness wouldn't come from just like a gold jewelry, right? It would come from other things that are on it. So you couldn't really get super expensive anyways with just gold. We'll say they were in you 42 gold pieces.
Okay.
To get fully decked out.
So it was cheaper to buy... this than it was the
round of drinks.
Yeah.
So since it's southern Japan, is it like bento box full of like baby back ribs or something?
No.
Did the tattoos cost money?
The mask would too.
Okay.
3 gold for you, Eamon.
Okay.
Like a couple silver each of you.
So Yin-hee sees me like shredded with my shirt off while I get these tattoos. That's kind of the... I'm just kidding. Eamon,
your shirt
has
off.
Skinny boy abs.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, he's for not sure. like jacked, but
yeah,
he has the abs that you don't have to work for.
Yin-hee finds you pretty quickly. We didn't really go over that, but she's wearing a floral pattern kimono.
Hi. Are we role playing? Is that a thing?
Oh, yes. Kay. Sure. We can cool. role play.
I didn't know. I saw you looking at me. I'm like, is that, are we doing it?
I just real quick, I would also, I would try
back to my jewelry, back to my jewelry.
No. I would try to get back with the group, but on my way, I would definitely grab some like food if they have like kebabs kind of things.
It's
it's
as he describes, kebabs are absolutely a lot of places. There's also like he described bento box type things. Yeah. Where it's just box.
I just come back with a handful of kebabs and a bottle of liquor.
Okay,
just hot dogs. For sure.
Absolutely,
biscuits and gravy,
fried chicken,
like gold or.
But in the shape of sushi,
gold.
Country fried sushi.
Yeah. So anything specific you want to do other than just enjoy the city in the morning until the contest?
Though? I would try to get the tats before I sit with Yin-hee so she doesn't have to like just sit there and watch that happen.
Okay,
so I would try
to
do that beforehand. And then let her know about my friends competing in the contest and ask. And the ones I'm not competing in, just ask essentially if she wants to come watch my friends compete.
I would love to. Are you competing in any of them?
I'm storytelling and I'm lizard racing.
Oh.
We'll see. I don't know. I'm pretty new to all of this.
What story will you tell?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to...
The story of how I killed all of my friends.
I'm trying to think one that's not
it's
so damn tragic.
It's a real tearjerker.
This one's a tragedy. I don't know. I might just make one up. We'll see.
Would storytelling be... will that be what? Diplomacy? Or would it be like a lore?
It probably depends on what the story's about.
There is a stat for performance.
Never mind.
However,
he just gives an like a
you
presentation.
Perform well, but your story makes no sense.
He just does a TED talk and like a little like
I have a little clicker for the slideshow.
No, if I did it, it'd be about the rat folk.
Yeah. However,
let me tell you about eugenics.
I will tell you, it is not just a performance role.
Let me tell you why magic is stupid.
There are recall knowledge checks that are also made that are of importance. Obviously the performance role is more important than the recall knowledge role.
Could I augment performance with explosives?
Pyrotechnics?
All depends on how you go about it and what the setup is.
I only speak in explosions.
I know this is a little retroactive, but now that he mentioned tattoos, when I was just in like my
muscle shirt,
mm-hmm. I absolutely would have had like some guard tattoos like across my chest
sort of thing, kind of
the military guy vibes.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd try to do the
butterflies on my chest.
I have the mom one too with like the arrow through it.
This isn't going
to
end well.
Do you want to be in the same heat as Eamon?
Yeah, sure.
I bow.
Well, some competition.
You bow. He's not there.
And then he walks up to Phosphorus and grabs him. He's like, I will fucking ruin you.
He just points to my chest, does a little flick thing.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we will start with the slapping contest.
Mm.
There is a table.
They call me the Vasily Kamatsky.
Phosphorus, you putting bets on this?
If you've ever seen the videos.
Yeah.
where they have like things for you to hold when you're getting slapped. Mm-hmm. There's just a big table and there's an announcer person.
I'm going
to
put on my visor.
Okay.
I'm going to start taking bets.
I'm already just like practicing.
There are already like established bet people. So you cannot run your own bet.
You just scoot next to them.
Can I do it under the table?
I don't know how you would draw attention without drawing attention. You know what I mean? How would you get people to come give bets to you if you're not how would they know to come give you bets if you don't want people to know?
Would it be like a sneaky, like, but like 1% at a time, like, hey, throwing some bets on this, you in, as opposed to like everybody?
I mean, yeah, but it would dwarf what you made when you did it.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, just
burns down their shops.
No, I don't bet with my money. Are you kidding me?
Bet with my money. I give you all my money. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure, I just walk away.
Just buys a horse and leaves town.
Yeah. So, you guys both, they start you on separate heats of the tournament that you guys are in for obvious reasons. Honestly, you both get to the finals. Mm-hmm. No one else in there.
So they're just like knocking out bitches left and right.
A couple people.
They have wheelbarrows full of people on
a body cart.
Maybe a couple people that saw the arm wrestling drop out when they see that it's you guys they're going against.
I'm not fucking doing that.
It is the finals of you two. I will be transparent how this works. You take turns making unarmed slap attacks, it is your strength. Plus, it's basically just an unarmed strike, essentially. DC is set as a target's fortitude DC. A critical success knocks the opponent unconscious. A success lowers the DC by 4. So you need to critically succeed, and you will be rolling initiative to see who gets to slap first.
Okay.
During this contest, what's the level of enjoyment that it looks like Yinhee is having watching this? Is she, like, entertained?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, she's just happy to be with people. She doesn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So she's plenty happy just sitting here watching these absolute me heads just slap the shit out of each other.
Me too.
Is Sunny around?
Who?
Sunny?
No, he went back to... So give me a...
Initiative we rolled.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Minister slap a creature and almost kill it.
18.
I rolled an 18 on the die, so...
Okay, yeah.
24.
So you go first.
So am I rolling... My unarmed strike.
Yes.
I stance.
As you wind up a slash
flashing,
across the
flashing
table.
Spark slash.
No.
Not good. 13.
Okay, yeah. So that's, you do not lower the DC in any way. You just, it's you misjudge because his face is so weirdly shaped. Mm-hmm. You don't get a good smack onto it.
I just
smack your chin, like...
You smack my ass on accident. Oh, shit.
Damn it.
It is your turn, Renesteer.
So my unarmed, I just have
it
my
It should
claws.
Be your claw. Okay. Yes. That should, it is the same. It just doesn't do slashing.
Okay. So plus 9.
Yes.
15.
Also not a success. Yeah. So yeah, you might, maybe subconsciously, maybe not. You just kind of hold back a little bit because you're just not used to
it. I'm put off because he slapped my ass.
Oh, God. Reggie.
I didn't know you felt that way.
That's better. Okay. 25.
That is one away from just straight up winning. But now the DC is lowered by 4.
Okay.
So he gets a good just
on my ass again.
Crotch your fucking face. He's not hitting your ass. God damn it. You ruin everything that's good.
Right across the cheek.
Red.
And then now it is, I mean, it's
it
ramping
would
up.
It would turn red if I had blood.
It's ramping up.
Okay.
Motherfuckers be swinging.
Nope. 14.
Yeah, so you...
I'm stunned. I'm
maybe
stun-locked.
A little off by it. You need a 22 to knock him out.
And I have a plus 9.
Yes. If you get 12 or higher...
Well, I got it. Yeah. Yeah, I rolled a 17 on the dice. So.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, he...
So 26.
Rears back.
A revenge story.
And there's burlier of the workers, 2 of them behind each of you, because you're quite large individuals, to catch you when you go unconscious. And yeah, you...
I kill them both.
Base. No. They catch you, and the announcer like holds up your hand. He says, Our heat... Fuck! it's early in the morning. Our heat won winner.
I slap
I'm
him.
I'm still... I still, they're holding me. I'm still like swinging at the air with my hand.
I go up and tend the wounds of all the other losers that
they're all in critical condition.
One of them's like on a crutch. Jaws. He's missing his leg for some reason.
One's ass cheek is just gone.
I keep hitting the ass. I don't know.
You get a potion of fire resistance, is what this is. Which I will just mark that down and we'll figure out what it does when it comes up. I don't think you'll need to use it. Next is the lizard race.
Team.
Team Thunder, what? Thunder Dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. You forgot your team name.
I mean, he's still a little hazy.
Yeah, I'm walking up like part of my face is just swollen.
His teeth are gone. All of them.
They grow back in the day. It's fine.
Yeah, so there are... so basically there are 5 out here in the fields. There are... probably like 50 lizards total, but they take 5 at a time for the races. You pick 1 of 5 lizards. It's decided when you get a pick randomly. So you could just not even get to pick a lizard. They are very open about the fact that some of them are well-behaved, some of them are not. All of the lizards are then placed on a 20-foot track, and the contestants sit at the end trying to goad them forward as the lizards run forward. So, why don't one of you roll a d6 and tell me what you get?
Should just tell all the others to
lose. I would tell Yinhe during this time to be like, feel free to sit by yourself, but if you see either my friends in the crowd, Raiji or Phosphorus, go ahead and take a seat.
You get a pick first.
Yeah. So there's 5 lizards?
Uh-huh. And you're like guiding me, so I'm like, which?
These are lizards. They're small, right. Little, like, they look tree gecko-ish. Like, you know the Geico gecko? Similar to that vibe.
They're all standing on
two feet. I look at them and rub my chin, and I turn to my associate.
Yeah.
I like sort of lean down and like quietly go like,
all right, which one of you is fast?
Be honest.
Well, all of them like give you that wild eyes that all animals give for the first time they talk. And then 2 of them in unison go, me. And then they look at each other like,
what do they look like? Are there any distinction between the two?
One of them has like a reddish tint to them. The other one is a very conventional, like I said.
One of them's got a rocket attached
red
to them.
Red goes faster.
Oh, you picked the red one?
Do you tell me that?
Yep.
Whoever the like head person is.
Yeah. Just like a pretty basic dress dude.
I think we'll go with, oh, I don't know. I flip a coin and red.
You say finish the coin after it. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Is Yinhe just hanging with one of the boys in the crowd?
Are you guys there?
Do you need a boost, Phosphorus?
I am. No.
Okay, yeah.
I put you on my shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah. So eventually the other people pick and go through.
I have the lizard.
The kid on his dad's shoulders.
I would just be telling him like, you know you have to beat him. He said he was faster than you. You can't let that happen.
Can I cast guidance on the lizard?
Wait. Oh yeah, for sure.
Do you guys
whisper
a few things?
Elixir?
And then I, yeah.
Hell yeah, man, let's go.
We're all just right, rolling up.
We're going to dunk him in the bottle and shake it.
I would hand you I would hand you a Quicksilver mutagen.
You just open the cork and he rises out.
He gets a +2 to all dex checks. And his speed increases by 5.
Dude, if we lose by 10, after fucking Roy,
his speed increases by 10.
That, for them, oh, that's like,
and I, he teleports to the other side.
Why don't you make a diplomacy check, Renister?
Okay.
Are you trying to be sneaky about giving this?
I would be.
Okay. Why don't you make a thievery or a stealth check?
Okay. 24.
23.
Phosphorus, you slip a bit of it to Renister, and Renister, he laps it up quick. And he's like...
Yeah. he starts to vibrate.
Starts getting.
God, I'm hype.
Starts getting back knee.
You guys sit at the end. You easily win because their movement speed on a success is a 5. So you gave them triple. There's like no way.
His arms just are like on fire. Well,
they just like they put a little wooden board down for them before they can go, and he like gives you a look before they open it.
I just give him a nod.
I am speed.
They open it, and he just whoop, just runs very quickly across.
The earth's shaking, but
and
I'm
going
to go for a chest bump with Renister. Can I roll a save to see if he knocks me over?
Yeah, roll a fortitude save.
So did that lizard like heart just give out immediately after?
No, he's fine.
Red, no!
Raiji suddenly wants to race this lizard.
I mean, his movement speed's still only 15.
Yeah, well, Red, it's a damn fast lizard.
7.
Yeah, he knocks you down for sure.
Okay.
You get knocked on your ass.
So and I turn into a chest bump with Renister and just get launched into the crowd.
And you guys are awarded a potion of expeditious retreat, which is when you drink this potion, you become fleeing for 1 minute and you gain a +40-foot status bonus to all your speeds for the duration as long as you are fleeing.
I don't need
you
to run
immediately stride
away from people.
You need speed more than I do.
Yeah, but I'd be fleeing
it's,
from the
it's
front.
It's for running away from people.
Yeah, you take a flee status.
I stuff it in my nice pocket. I'm like, I'll hold on to this for whoever needs to
in case
run away.
There's a guy who's needing to shank you again in your tent.
If any of us feels like running away, I have it, just so you all know.
I'm just sort of like blankly staring.
Your resistance potion, Raiji, mm-hmm. for 1 hour gives you resistance 5 to fire damage.
Okay.
There wasn't like a foot race, was there?
No, there was not. Yeah, so then we move to the log tossing.
Hell yeah. Let's toss some logs.
Toss that log.
Okay. Yeah, so basically there is a big area sectioned off to where these logs are not super long. They are pretty bulky. But they're not very long, maybe about a couple feet. So it's not impossible for you to like land them sitting up. You can have as much run up leeway as you want before the line. You just can't step over the line. The furthest thrown log that remains upright wins. Each contestant gets 3 tries. There's 2 other people doing it with you. You make an athletics check to determine how far you throw the log. Basically, the highest athletic check is the furthest. Then you make an acrobatics check or thievery check with a DC equal to the result of your athletics check -5.
Oh, no.
The athletics check is your distance, and the second check, if a success, it lands upright. So basically, the further you throw it, the harder it is to land it upright.
Whoop.
So we'll have you get 3 tries each.
Okay. So, Phosphorus, who you got in this one?
Neither, because I'm not betting.
Are there any promising-looking farmers?
I mean, it was a couple burly-looking boys with them. It's 4 people total.
16.
10.
You want a caramel apple? I got
so
2.
So acrobatics.
Oh boy.
Or thievery, but I think all of you will take acrobatics.
Yeah, no, acrobatics is definitely
one bite.
Yeah.
Gets stuck everywhere.
Yeah. Unnatural 20.
17.
Okay, yeah. So you got 16.
16 for my athletics and 17 for my deck.
So Renister throws it. He's easily in the lead so far. Mm-hmm. A good couple feet as it lands, and they clear. The board, yeah, they both land theirs upright too, but they do not get even, they don't get further than.
Who are these guys competing with Reggie. Us?
They look like 2 just pretty basic burly farmer types.
Okay. If one of them wins, I'm fighting them.
Huh.
Okay.
They must be strong.
With logs.
Do you tell them that?
they both drop out. Yeah.
I think
they just like set it down in front of them.
Oh, geez.
I think that's called assault.
Round 2.
Round 2. Start.
Goddamn.
22.
Not rolling good. 12.
Okay.
What is the deduction from how far I throw?
Minus 5.
Your DC now for your acrobatics is 17. It's okay. 5 less than what you threw.
Okay.
Jesus.
Your acrobatics? The same thing.
You just have to beat 7.
Yeah, I got so.
Yeah, I did.
I got 14 on the die.
So. Yeah, so yours plus...
My dex is negative, or my acrobatics is negative 1.
Okay, so 13 is so you fail it. Yeah. So he chucks it. Rennister chucks it far, but it just lands flat on its side and it does not stand up. Both of the other two boys though beat your throw. And it lands Reggie. It's in between, probably be equivalent to a 13 and a 14 athletics check, maybe.
Maybe and if I could just roll over a 10, 12. That would be neat.
Yeah, this is the last go around.
More than a 10. Okay.
23.
25.
Okay, so you got to beat a 20 on this acrobatics. Mm-hmm. And you got to beat an 18.
Nope.
I'm using a card.
Okay.
Just because I got one away, that is a 20.
Yeah, so you succeed.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that easily wins. 25. So you... on the last go around,
I just throw it like a frisbee.
Yeah.
I just take the log and
really chucks it. And it, even though you threw it on its side, it somehow twists and lands straight up easily further than everyone else. The other ones weren't even close to getting into the distance. Rancer's the only guy to the distance, but it's clear he was just brute forcing it. And it's not a great chance.
That's
of landing
my way.
Upright.
Do you know the way?
And you get a potion of leaping.
What'd that do?
When he throws that, though, I would give like kind of a like camaraderous like slap on the shoulder. Yeah. To
Reggie. Hey, that was done. We already finished that competition.
Oh yeah, I slap you in the face camaraderously.
1 minute after you drink, whenever you leap, basically a careful short jump. There's no buildup. You gain the benefits of a first level jump spell, which means. You can, with no buildup as one action, just jump 30 feet in any direction without touching the ground. You must land on solid space.
Yeah. You fall down. I'm going to give that to Rennister.
Okay.
Thank you.
You threw him farther than me, so that counts.
You still threw the furthest one. It's the one that landed, right?
But all of the other ones.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, thank you. You are quite nimble, so.
Yeah, I can also jump a lot.
Pretty
sure I can do that 25 feet naturally.
With the other two of you? So, like,
that's potion leaping, right?
Just can't go up.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, they are quite competent, huh? Strong.
Staring at my ass.
When it comes to...
That lizard.
When it comes to the glutes, you should see his legs flaps.
I whip my head like I have hair, but...
As you guys come back, you all accept... Raiji, see a familiar face. It is Toby waving towards you guys. I see you guys. He goes, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. Good to have you back.
Looking good, Toby. Thanks. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I made you guys something as a thank you. And he's got like a newsboy satchel across his leg. And he pulls out three black chain necklaces with a black butterfly pendant on them. And he hands them to each of you.
These are lovely. Says, thank you very much.
I kind of had to guesstimate on the neck sizes. But
yeah, yours is just a choker.
Yeah.
he looks at you, right? And he's like, I'm Toby. Like,
hi, nice to meet you. Are you tough?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I just drink some booze.
But yeah, so.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
These are exquisite.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see you're doing well.
Yeah.
Are you entering any of the contests today?
Oh, no.
No? All right.
There's no building contest, so.
It's unfortunate, I know.
Mm-hmm. You would think with like how the assembly is set up here, but whatever.
Well, I mean, do you have any plans for us today? Anybody you're going to meet up with? You're welcome to join us. We're just kind of going event to event, and whoever's participating, go ahead, and the rest of us sit and watch.
Sure. He like nods. It's probably around 2 to 3 at this point. As you guys make your way to the docks, and as you are headed that way, you see two elegantly armored guards, sweeping halberds in their hands, flank a man draped in a traditional white kimono with black butterflies dotting its fabric. He stands proud, greeting everyone he comes across with a warm smile. Bald head, broad shoulders, thick goatee and mustache. His eyes fall upon basically the group as he gives like a wave across a crowd.
I wave back.
I wave as well. Do the guards look like city guards? Like
they do not. Law enforcement? They do not look like guards you guys have ever seen before. The only one of you that would probably recognize these are guards that specifically guard the most important families in Wakuzana. That would be you. You would be aware of this. Rinnastir.
Would I recognize this guy?
No, probably not. Let's give a flat intelligence roll.
Oh, good.
It is not someone that's so important that having lived in the city, it would be an auto no. As in, like, you would automatically know.
I mean, I was
know.
More than just living in the city. I was in the guard.
Yeah, very big city, though.
Fair. 18. The negative one intelligence.
You do know who this is. You probably don't remember his name, but you remember he is the heir to the Tao family, which are renowned. One of them always comes to this event. You would be aware of that. And they have some sort of connection to Grimm or the Boneyard or something like that. They're akin to kind of like a clergy noble house when it comes to things like that. You don't know exactly to what degree. Like, are they divine casters? Like, no clue. It could be, maybe. But you feel like you might have heard about that if that's the case.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, but he walks up and he says, hello.
You're from the Tao family, no?
Yes, I am the overseer for this event this year. I just wanted to come give you a thanks. Econ talked my ear off about the 3/4 of you.
Yes. Yeah. It's a pleasure to meet you. My name's Eamon.
Yeah, Eamon, Rinnastir, Phosphorus, Raiji. He looks to the other two. They introduce themselves. Says, yeah. Yeah, I think I got that right. The descriptions are quite apt.
Do you remind me your name once again?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Naito.
Naito. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. You guys doing any of the events?
Yeah.
We just participated in a few. Each of our friends here has won one so far.
Yeah, I think we're going to do the race in the water. And I'm going to eat porridge.
Mm. We're going to do some storytelling. I point to Phosphorus. And myself?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll see you at the storytelling one.
Mm. You're telling a story as well, or you're just going to watch?
I'm telling a story. I guess could be in different heats, but who knows?
Are you a pretty good storyteller?
I know a lot of stories. Telling them's harder than knowing them, though.
Fair enough. Well, best of luck.
Yeah. I know you guys aren't probably super accustomed to the cultures here, but I hope you'll at the very least join us at the bonfire later out at the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping to, yes.
It would be our pleasure.
Glad to hear it.
I need another bottle as I start to walk away.
What about all of
you? I finished my funnel cake.
8.
Thank you very much.
22.
23.
24.
Bitches.
All of you got, and it's 22, not raining. 23, 24.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got an 8.
Yep.
All of you notice an instance of a strange look he gives Rinnastir. Like, there's a linger there for a second. Like, as he goes to see you off, he, like, almost like he's looking past him in a weird way. But yeah, then he goes on his way.
As he leaves, I sort of tap Rinnastir on his arm.
Yep.
You said you kind of knew that guy? Or knew of him?
Well, like, from Wakuzana, we hear of people.
Well, I know you're kind of people-watching just now, and I kind of lower my voice. Mm-hmm. Like he kind of gave you a strange look as he walked away. Kind of odd.
Well, there is the possibility that he recognized me vaguely. I wasn't always Rinnastir, so.
Well, I don't know. Just keep it in mind. Kind of gave me a weird feeling.
That's fair.
I will say that is a possibility. Like what I said, how big Wakuzana is. You would find it, Rinnastir, incredibly unlikely that this person would recognize you in any way. You were never, you were in the guard, yeah, but you were.
I'm assuming I wasn't investigating their family.
Oh, no, yes. And you, you know of him because he is an important political figure in an important political house.
Yeah, I guess
house.
I was just a foot guard.
Yes. So that a chance, maybe, that would strike you as very odd. You would, there'd be information that you would not know if that was the case.
What kind of look was it?
I don't know. It was almost like he was just kind of looking past you. It was just for a second, but it looked like some kind of whatever sort of formal face he had on for the rest of us seemed to drop as he looked at you a little longer. Well, you said he's from Wakuzana?
Yes, the Tao family specifically is very connected to Grimm, which is the god of death in the Boneyard.
I've heard you mention a few times, yeah.
It is very possible he may have recognized that I'm someone who's been there.
Interesting.
This is a quieter conversation away from Toby and Yinhe, yes?
You probably just aim it.
I would just have my voice hushed in the crowd of people. I would hope they, I mean, if they want to eavesdrop the camp, they both come off like people that would probably respect us.
I probably wouldn't care too much with Yinhe or Toby if they heard, really, okay. But like I'm obviously
Toby
just
goes, get him!
You're dead? What?
Yeah. Toby draws a blade, finally.
I doubt that there's anything nefarious by any means.
You have better instincts than I do. Some little alarm bells just kind of went off.
I don't know why you would have interest in either a low-level foot guard like me or a no-name passerby that's basically just made the name for himself off helping the town. But fair it enough. Is possible he, you know, recognize something tangential to Grimm.
Toby, just a thought.
Toby looks at you, Raj, and he goes, so how did you meet the other three?
In the elf place.
I don't know what that means.
The you know, the place with all the elves in it.
And he goes, j'ai d'un elf, yes. he goes, oh.
Lots of trees and stuff. Well, I mean, this is lots of trees and stuff, but like extra tree-like.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How, you were just there? Or?
Yeah, I just walked there.
Okay.
They let me in. They told me to help Eamon.
Honestly, that's actually pretty accurate how that went.
Well, okay. I mean, cool.
How do you know them?
They saved me from a thing.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I start looking for more liquor.
For more things to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first up, the porridge eating contest. You guys are attempting to down 6 bowls of rice porridge as fast as possible. The contestant who finishes all their bowls quickest and keeps them down wins. With the festival now in full swing, our party finally gets a chance to enjoy themselves. A well-deserved chance, one might say. But what's going on with this Naito Tao? Does he know Renesteer or recognize his condition? Will the festival finish without a hitch, or do nefarious forces have other plans? All of this and more, next time on Dying 5.
If you enjoyed today's episode, consider leaving us a review on whatever platform you listen on. We'd love to hear your feedback. And if anyone in your life just can't get enough tabletop RPG action, send them our way. If tabletops have taught me anything, it's that good stories become great ones when you have some folks to share them with. And as always, thanks for listening.